From the Heart, November 1, The Chosen of God. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. These words were spoken by Christ when enshrouded in the pillar of cloud and were given to Moses for the chosen people of God. The Lord has not left the world without witness. He has his loyal, chosen people. They do not make this world their home, but they are here to witness for God, and as long as probation lasts, a living witness will be borne by these faithful messengers. By the mighty cleaver of truth, God has separated a people from the quarry of the world and brought them into his workshop. Here, the master worker can successfully hew them with an axe and chisel, and polish them for a place in his kingdom. No longer are they like the mass from which they were taken. They stand like noble pillars to be used for God's glory. The future glory of the adopted sons and daughters of God is not now discerned. By the world, God's people are scorned and despised. But they have the sympathies of a better world than this, even a heavenly. The Word of God, just as it reads, is the ground of our faith. That Word is the sure word of prophecy, and it demands implicit faith from all who claim to believe it. It is authoritative, containing in itself the proof of its divine origin. What are we who claim to be one with Christ? We are laborers together with God. Between the true believer and the unbeliever, there will ever be the same conflict that there was between Christ and those who rejected him. Those who are partakers with Christ in his sufferings will also be partakers with him in his glory. But those who obey the cross here deny him who has bought them at an infinite price, and in the day of judgment, they will be denied. Many, many are misrepresenting and denying Christ by their low standard of Christianity. Those who truly believe in Christ will show their faith by a well-ordered life and godly conversation. By working in Christ's lines, they will show that they have been adopted into the family of heaven. Of all such, God says, I will dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.